24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym for Vision, Intention, Belief, and Expectation. You know, today is Christmas Day. Yes, I'm sending this message out to you today on Christmas Day. And it's usually for the majority of us a time where we feel great. So that means our vibes are high and we're feeling really good. We're celebrating the birth of Christ for many of us as Christians. And it's about feeling good. But let's not forget the people that are, for example, in hospitals. I was looking at my neighbor this morning as she left in her car with a little Christmas hat on her head. She's a nurse. And I thought, yes, there's a lot of people that are in hospital. There's a lot of people that are sick. There's a lot of people that will not even survive to meet the new year 2020. But we give thanks that we're here today and that we're here to celebrate the birth of Christ. So it's a great vibe all in all today as we give thanks. And as we enter into the new year, remembering the love of Christ, love is in the air, right? You know, my friends and family contacted me today, and you know, you could feel the love sharing what they got for Christmas as they unpackaged their gifts. And it was nice to be able to be a part of that experience. So wherever you are in the world, Merry Christmas. So as I said, love is in the air, and as we go into the new year, we're thinking about love. For many of us, maybe we're thinking, is there love in 2020? Especially for those that are looking for that long-term, meaningful partner. And one of the things that we need to learn and to recognize is, and which is the title for this show, is how to know the difference between love, infatuation, and lust. So, whether you're in a relationship already, or maybe you're dating, or maybe you're just admiring somebody from afar, you haven't quite got the guts yet to approach that person, or maybe you're that woman who is just praying that he reaches out to you. Well, sorting out your feelings for someone can be a real challenging. It can be challenging because sometimes it's not a clear path, and you're trying to work your way through it. You've got questions in your mind, and often we're trying to make the distinction as to whether this is the real thing. How do we recognize the real thing when we see it? And I'm hoping and praying, or should I say, it's my intention through this show to help you at least make that distinction clearer for yourself. So if you follow the steps that I'm about to share with you, you should be able to discern the difference between love, infatuation, and lust. And just be true to yourself as to where you are. So how do we recognize true love? How do we know that we're in a place of true love? Well, think about it. Be true to yourself. Do you treat the person as a person or more as an object? So you may care for this person and you may know their faults. You may know the worst about them. But the thing you have to ask yourself is, are you committed to sticking together? And the word is committed. Even though the circumstances might be really difficult. And you can tell this person almost anything about yourself, even if the truth isn't flattering. But you want them to know that innermost part of you. And in doing that, you know that the person will accept you. You see, actions speak louder than words. So if you're in a position where you've actually shared the most unflattering part of yourself and you see a reaction in the other person where they're backing off from you, actions speak louder than words. And check if you are the one who's always giving. Always giving, and yet it doesn't seem to be reciprocated. You're getting very little in return. Remember, it's very important to not just go with what is being said, but with what is being done. Remember, a relationship is about an exchange. It's about an exchange. And usually in a situation like that, you're not neutral. And you know, the saying that love is blind is very true. So you might want to consider asking a trusted friend or a family member, one who has your best interests at heart, and ask them what they see, if there's a particular situation that has unfolded. And you know that you're biased because you're looking through that filter of love. Ask a best friend, ask a family member, and let them share with you what they see, because that person wants the best for you. And also, those on the outside are more likely to see things that you don't see, because love is blind. You know, also talking about action. You know, when you meet somebody and you love somebody, that person should naturally want to make you happy, to want to put a smile on your face. They can't help it. It's instinctive. And you know that because it is about action, and it's because that's how you would be with that person. I know people express love in different ways, but that is one way in which you can definitely tell. So that's one of the ways in which you can recognize, I've actually shared a few examples there of how you can recognize true love. Also, think about and analyze how you feel. Will your partner stand with you no matter what? And are you prepared to commit to that person for the rest of your life? Think about how meaningful the relationship is. How long have you been in the relationship? You may have known the person for a long time, and you can't imagine life without him or her. You want to know everything about the person and want to spend time getting to know them on a deeper level. That's an indication of love. What about the way that you're actually thinking about the person? You know, sometimes when something funny happens throughout the day or something has unfolded through the day, is that the person that you reach out to automatically? Because you just want to share that experience, whether it's good or bad. You just want to talk to somebody who will understand, who can relate to it. Sometimes you may come across a funny text and you know that person is going to laugh. You just want to put a smile on their face. And so you want to send it to them so that they can, you know, partake in the fun of it and the laughter. If your partner is the first person that you think about when you want to share your innermost thoughts, then you know what? You just may be in love. And what about respect? You're both on an even keel. You can feel that there's this mutual respect for one another or for how the other person feels. Does the person stick up for you? I remember I was once in a situation and I was with a friend, and a friend said, funny enough, it was a friend that said, I don't think Valerie's very good at this. And my partner immediately jumped in to defend and said, oh, yes, she is. And I just remember observing it and thinking, okay, how nice is that? These are the sweet things about recognizing true love. How do you handle conflict? When you have an argument with your partner, often you want to keep working until you're able to find common ground. It's about connecting with each other even more closely. The argument or the conflict is about deeper connection, as opposed to I'm right and you're wrong. There is no argument that can actually erase your commitment to one another, and you actually appreciate your partner speaking the truth, even when it's painful, because you see it as constructive feedback. Even if you don't agree with your partner, I find that in company of friends and family, you will often side with them and then speak with them about it privately. So I believe that's a way of recognizing true love. It's about appreciating that feedback in arguments. Let me not say arguments, because it doesn't feel like an argument when you're actually involved in it. But it really is about getting closer together. And there's a point I want to make here as well. It's about not necessarily changing yourself for that partner unless you feel inspired to. And it's in alignment with who you are as a person. Because what you don't want to do is to abandon yourself and to make yourself something that you're not in order to please the other person. So really be mindful of that. And another thing is, when you look or you consider your feelings when it comes to actually moving the relationship forward, you're really comfortable with your partner and you feel this sense of trust and this strong bond between you, especially when you're moving towards marriage. It feels like a natural, organic progression. Why? Because love and life feels better with them. You feel comfortable introducing them to your family and your friends. And you have this feeling of protection towards that person. So those are the signs of what I would say recognizing true love. Now let's look at infatuation. Let's look at the difference here. Well, first of all, for infatuation, you should analyze whether, again, the same point I mentioned before, are you treating the person as a person or are you treating the person as an object? And when you actually feel infatuation for a person, your mind is consumed about thoughts of the other person. You know, you're thinking about not only about the person, but also about how you want to reveal yourself to the person. So you're not actually being yourself. You're actually very guarded. And you have this vision of this person. You put this person up on a pedestal. And sorry to say, but this vision of this person might not be accurate at all. It really might not be accurate. So instead of actually feeling secure as you would if you're in love, you're always thinking about, how can I impress this person? Instead of just being present with yourself, it's always about, how can I impress the other person? Your focus isn't on how to get the other person, or should I say, your focus is on how to get the other person to like you. And there's this sense of anxiety because you're not quite sure how the other person feels. So can you see how this is different from love? And when you know that you're infatuated with a person, when you recognize infatuation, think about how long you've actually been with this person. Relationship is new. You're constantly thinking about the person. You're not confident or secure that that person actually wants to go the distance. You know, I remember when I was, you know, younger, you know, when you're in your early teens and you're just kind of infatuated with this person. You know, you think about the way they smile. You imagine maybe, and we've all done this as ladies, tagging their surname at the end of yours. You kind of think about these details, don't you? And you kind of like drift off with the fairies, imagining what a life would be with this person. And sometimes it's actually quite superficial. It's almost like you're trying to build a life based on the most meaningless qualities because you don't know enough about this person to solidify a relationship. And what about conflicts? Look at the way that you actually handle conflict with this person. It's unstable. You know, you have an argument with this person and you're wondering, because of the insecurity, is the relationship over? Is it still on? You know, sometimes the person disappears. You know, you don't speak for 2 days. You're worried, you're unsure. You see that there's a lack of equality in the relationship. Sometimes you actually wonder whether you actually know this person at all. And that is the question. Do you actually know this person? And you question whether the impression that you've had of this person has been correct, or did you get it wrong all this time? And also you have to consider, how do you actually feel when it comes to moving ahead with a relationship with this person? You want to ask yourself, how do I feel about this? Am I nervous? What will the person say? How will the person feel? Will they feel as if I'm trying to push them into something? Are you going to frighten them away? You see, your feelings aren't deep enough and they're not stable enough. If that's the case, then you're probably more in the realm of infatuation. So, when you're infatuated, you may feel as if it's kind of superficial. So to summarize that, that's what I would say. You feel like it's superficial. You want to hide your flaws. You're not open about it, like how you would be if you're in love. And this is not a good basis for a lasting relationship. Okay, so let's talk about lust. Lust. I don't know, somehow I like the way the word lust feels on my tongue. I'm a naughty girl, right? Okay, so What is lust? What is lust when it comes again to you're looking at this person? Again, are you treating the person as a thing or somebody that you're truly interested in? Well, I think that lust is pretty much more straightforward. If you're looking to catch somebody as a prize, in other words, to get that person into bed with you, that is your intention, then you're actually treating that person as an object. Then I would pretty much say that what you're experiencing is lust. So let's look at and analyze how secure you feel. You know, we've seen those films or we've seen those movies or perhaps even experienced when you're with somebody and after the event, the person gets up, puts on their trousers, or, you know, like in that movie Boomerang with Eddie Murphy, where, you know, he sleeps with the woman and then she gets up and she puts a little change on the bedside table and she gets up and she goes. Lust, right? Usually it's the other way around. We're in Boomerang and then you see Eddie Murphy and he's literally pulling up the covers up to his chin because he feels used. Evaluate how secure you feel. You know, when it comes to lust, you don't care about being secure in a relationship. You're more interested in scratching the itch. You're more interested in the score and how great it actually feels to be physically together. After you actually get the person, you can take it or leave it because you've got what you've set out to get. And that's why they say, if you're looking for a meaningful and a loving relationship, do not sleep with a person so early because you haven't been able to establish that emotional bond. There's no depth. There's no security to the relationship. What you've actually engaged in is lust. And what about analyzing the way that you think about the other person? You're gonna try to figure out what you have to do to get this person, to get them into bed. Now I'm speaking to the men here because I know that, you know, and some might disagree that it's usually the end. You know, men are different creatures from women. And I know loads of guys that are always analysing how can they get that person to bed. How can they hit the score, so to speak? How can they get the cookie as quickly as possible? And so there's always this pattern of thinking of how am I going to do it? How am I going to get to that point? And when you're in lust with a person, how do you actually even handle conflict? Well, think about it. Who cares if you have an argument with somebody if you're in lust? Your mindset is, I can find someone new. I don't need this. I don't need the drama. I don't need the fighting. I can just go and find somebody else. Remember, we're living in a high sex economy. And lust and sex are prevalent in our communities. Prevalent. So it's not difficult for a man to say, next, I don't need this drama. You know, the sex was great, but sure as hell, so I'm saying this on Christmas Day, it's not worth the baggage. It's not worth the burden. Unless, of course, it's makeup sex after one of those passionate arguments. And you know, a man may be infatuated with you, a man may lust after you, but what you have to remember is that after sex, that is when a man begins to think more clearly. Before that, his mind is frazzled with sex. He's not thinking clearly. But the moment that he achieves or gets the cookie, his mindset changes, because now it's like the cobwebs has been removed and he's now able to look at that person and think, what is this person actually coming with? What are they bringing? What sort of baggage am I getting myself involved with? Men think clearly after sex, and women, we tend to think clearly before sex. So women, let's use the common sense that we've been given and withhold from sex, withhold from it. And this will stop you getting into patterns of lust and infatuation, unless that is what you want, unless that is what, you know, you want for your life. So, when you're lusting after someone, how secure will you feel in a relationship? Well, compared to love and infatuation, lust is very much focused on the present moment. And when you're in love, it's very much focused on the future, the longevity of the relationship. The security of the relationship doesn't matter. In fact, it's the physical sensation that is a priority. That is what the man, and I'm going to say women sometimes, or maybe I can hear people screaming saying, I can hear the men screaming saying, it's just as much women. Maybe it is. That is what you want to secure. Okay? The physical sensation. So as you can see, there's a big difference between the two. So for the year 2020, you now have the steps, as it were, or the tips, how to know the difference between love, infatuation, and lust. So today it's a beautiful day that we celebrate the birth of Christ. And I'm going to have a lovely Christmas. I'm wishing you a lovely Christmas. And as always, always seeking to add value to your lives. Have a wonderful day. And if you want to know more about me and the work that I do, I invite you to go to the website www.valerieacampbell.com/.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.